Hey guys, Brian Mullen here.
Brandon Ross.
You're listening to the View Askew podcast.
Motherfuck, noise. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, noise, smoking weed, doing coke, drinking beers, rolling baddies, smoking blunts, rolling blunts and smoking.
Well, this is the first edition, episode one. Anyway, this is basically a podcast for all Kevin Smith fans, people that worship him. I mean, I'm a huge fan.
So am I. Love his movie.
I mean, we're going to talk about on this show favorite movies, talk about some quotes, you know, favorite stuff, read some Kevin Smith news. It's not just Kevin Smith, but it's View Askew.
It's just
everyone associated with View Askew.
Yeah, like Ben Affleck and Jason Mewes.
Jason Lee will be covering My Name is Earl throughout the season.
Yeah.
Man, it's a great show. And we'll be talking about that, talking about new episodes, blah, blah, blah. This is... Actually, I did the first episode already. This is the, my second take of the first episode, because the first episode was just me being boring. But, anyway, we're just gonna hit up some news.
Yeah, Kevin Smith in 2007, he has a new movie calling out called Crash.
Catch and Release.
Catch and Release, I don't know why I'm thinking of that.
The main star of it, though.
But we don't know the main summary of it.
I can find out the summary.
Alright, we're going on Yahoo right now. Find it.
Catch and Release.
Just type in Kevin Smith.
Call Catch and Release. Actually.
What?
Is it called The Film Is Not Yet Rated?
No, it can't be it.
You know what, Isaac, he doesn't have... Let me go to IBM.
It's probably not, they didn't probably put it on Yahoo yet.
Well, no, they probably did, hold on. Kevin Smith on Yahoo. Google him. You know Google's in a dictionary? Here it is. Catch and Release. It was just completed. A woman struggles to accept the death of her husband and the secrets he kept from her as she rebuilt his life. Kevin Smith plays a man named Sam. He's one of the four stars out of it. It stars Jennifer Garner, Timothy Olyphant, Juliette Lewis, and Kevin Smith. They're the only four stars. But,
Is it a comedy?
It's gonna be a drama, actually.
Drama? No, it's comedy slash drama.
It's gotta be a comedy since he's in it.
Yeah.
They have, like, one really big picture. The main picture has been released. It's, Kevin Smith looks like a freaking idiot. He's wearing a big cowboy hat, and he has a fishing rod in his hand. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I'll keep you updated on the movie.
Looks pretty good.
I know we're a little late, but we'll review some Clerks, too. Brandon, you'll give his review first, and then I'll come in. Go, Brandon.
Well, in Clerks 2, the DVD, fortunately, I just found out, is coming on December 7th.
6th.
You said 7th.
I see.
Going?
I'll find out.
Well, anyway, we just know it's coming out in December, early December. And I believe that's probably on your personal Christmas list if you're a Kevin Smith fan.
I have one that says November 28th. But.
November 28th.
That's what the release date is. Alright, here. No, this is the release date.
Right here. On the next
Hold on, I'm gonna find out right now. December 5th.
December 5th.
Yeah. Well, Kevin Smith recently announced that the DVD of Clerks 2 is to be released December 5th. That was announced on Detroit's free FM 97.1 during Smith's promotional tour for the movie.
Yeah, I saw the movie right here. Funny as hell. Were you ever thinking to make a Clerks 3?
No. They barely had enough time to make a Clerks 2. Jeff Anderson didn't want to do it. Anyway, my review of Clerks 2. If you are a Kevin Smith fan, Or if you've seen, you don't even really need to see Clerks 1 to understand it.
Yeah, it's just, it doesn't follow the story all the way through. There's like certain sayings you probably understand if you saw Clerks 1. Like 37. If you watch Clerks 1, I don't want to explain that, do I?
37?
Yeah.
What do you mean 37?
36?
What? Something like 36?
How are you, boys?
Wait, what is that anyway, something like 36? Does that include me?
37.
I'm 37?
I'm going to class.
Oh, my God. 37. My girlfriend sucked 37 dicks.
In a row?
Anyway, that should, any confusion, that should clear it up, you know?
And if any of you saw Clerks 2 or are planning to see that movie, I'm not going to give any big parts out, but there's a scene when a fire truck is coming, and the number was 37 on that. Right.
Yeah, and then the guy had a hockey jersey when he was 37.
Yeah, so...
I mean, if you...
It's literal jokes. It's not the big part of a story.
I mean, if you've never seen Clerks, or never even heard of Clerks 1, I'm talking about, you wouldn't understand. It's 30. Like an inside joke between me and Kevin Smith and his fans, kind of. And his thing. But, it's like an inside joke, kind of. But if, like, I remember in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, it was like, congratulations on our 37th heist. And it was like, take 37.
Yeah. And Kevin Smith
it's
movies,
kind of like known as, he's going to say something about 37.
He's 37 is like the littlest but funniest joke in all of his movies.
Kevin Smith turns 37 next year and he's excited.
Is he really? 37?
He's 36 now. He just turned 36.
Wow.
But, anyway, any Kevin Smith or Viewers Q fans that are in Florida, hold on, that's just being gay, gonna be around Orlando September 23rd, quoting Kevin Smith, let's spend the afternoon together. What's, Silent Bob is coming to Orlando, Florida.
Be there as one of today's most well-known independent filmmakers. Kevin Smith takes the stage of the Orange County Convention Center to conduct No Holds Barred. What, my bad. Q&A session brought to you by Florida's future filmmakers.
The afternoon with Kevin Smith will be an all-day event compromising of the Q&A session and much, much more. Our sponsors consist of the most active film entries in the state and their presence. Blah, blah, blah. That's quoting the FloridaFilmmakers.com.
It's good.
But Kevin, an afternoon with Kevin Smith from is like a little,
I love to spend an afternoon with Kevin Smith.
You know, and an evening with Kevin Smith, blah, blah, blah.
He's so funny with his long movies.
I actually read, he's like kind of a dork.
Yeah, he is a dork, but he's funny. I mean, every movie, I can tell by his movie, he's like I'm a superhero geek. He's like a superhero geek, and every movie includes some kind of superhero thing. Like Transformers and Clerks 2, and, what was it, Lord of the Rings, and all that shit.
Wait a minute. 11/28 DVD release date. This was,
there's all kind of different dates right now.
Just posted September 29th. It's 11/28. This was posted a few days ago. It's going to be, meanwhile, stateside, we're gearing up for our 11/28 DVD release of Clerks 2. The funniest movie since Wedding Crashers, blah, blah, blah. The 25 million...
hit comedy.
Multi-million hit comedy is serving up last on two hilarious discs. Filthier and funnier than the originals, LA Daily News. Clerks is the original home video phenom. Clerks 2 features tremendous star power. Ben Affleck, who says one word in it. Why is he first there?
There's a little cameo in it.
Wanda Sykes, who only says a few words. Rosario Dawson's the one that should be before all of them. Superstar writer and director Kevin Smith returns for his flagship franchise. Special features, train wrecks, a production video diary, Back to the Well, Making Clerks 2, The Donkey Show Extended.
Donkey Show.
Featuring commentary with the filmmakers and actors, deleted scenes and outtakes, dance sequel sequence featurette. Elite 1128 are saying.
Wait.
Oh no, I'm not done. It's gonna be $30 because it's 2 discs.
$30? Wow.
For 2 discs. I don't know. I can't wait. Wow. I had to see it again. I saw it twice at theaters. And that's only because I couldn't get in by myself. Anyway. Jason Mewes, he's hilarious.
I know.
It's my brain. One of his pictures has 37 comments.
Are you serious?
That's funny. But, just broke 10 minutes. Anyway, let's do a little discussion what I call favorite Kevin Smith movies. Well, not really. This week we are going to be, honoring... Hold on. My keyboard. Yeah, we're gonna honor a new DVD every week. I mean, a new skew movie every week. Hold on, I'm gonna get to it. I'll have your panties in a bunch. I'm on the VSQ website right now. Hopefully they'll have some new news up. Clerks, Mallrats, Chasing Amy, Dogma, Jane Saw, Bob Strike Back, Clerks 2, and Jersey Girl. Brandon, it's officially November 28th.
Is it? Cool.
Alright, a little more. Evening Harder.
My boring ass life. I want to know what this is about.
Hold on, I'm trying to think. Jersey Girl, Clerks 2, Clerks 2, Mallrats, Chasing Amy, Dogma, Jane Town, Bob Strike Back. We will also honor Vulgar and A Better Place.
No, that I want to see.
What, Vulgar?
Yeah.
It's the only one you haven't seen, right? Mm-hmm. Alright, this week...
Chasing Amy.
This week we will be honoring Clerks 1. No, Mallrats. Today's Mallrats. Possibly the most... When I was a kid, I used to steal comics and I what? Oh, Walt Flanagan. Anyway, the thing about it is, Clerks 2 was such an underrated movie. I mean, here is Clerks, Mallrats, a reflection by Kevin Smith. What can I say? We tried. We made what we thought was a funny flick. It previewed well. The studio loved it. Everyone thought it was going to do well. It didn't. Who's to blame? Gramercy? The movie's going public? Me. Perhaps the blame should be laid evenly. Gramercy thought he tried like hell. Couldn't find a campaign that spoke to more than one audience. Moviegoers chose to embrace the really tapey Get Shorty instead of The Weeknd, as well as the chick flickorama Now and Then. And as for me, well, I thought I could breathe life back into a dead genre, the raunchy R-rated teen comedy. Bad idea, perhaps not. Perhaps necessary? Yes, and I'll tell you why. See, I grew up on these those movies. Although 80s, it was stuff like Porky's, all the John Landis flicks, and twisted classical tragicomics, The Last American Virgin, and John Hughes movies. Oh, the Hughes pictures. Delicious teen angst were the biggest problem. Blah, blah, blah. We're not even going to talk about that.
Yeah.
Those movies meant a lot to me. I was raised on them. They were in my blood. So, hold on. Someone's trying to IM me in the middle of a podcast. So there I am, 24, in the movie business. Everyone asking what I want to do next. Offered me a $5 million budget to bring in to life. I knew sooner or later I had to make a mainstream movie. Why not get it out of my system with a sophomore effort? What was it, irresistible? Probably. Somebody gives you a couple million to make a movie, you shouldn't be thinking about indulging your teenage fantasies on their coin. but regretfully, I thought I may be dead and tanked. I never regret making Mallrats. The movie occupies a very special place in my heart, and that was a necessary flick to make in order to get Chasing Amy in a weird physiological way.
They say there's a
special god for children. I like to believe there's a special god for movies with a big heart performed poorly at the box office.
And to answer the obvious question, did it hurt when it sank? Well, duh. For anyone interested, we got some picks. Then, are you going to click on that, or?
Anyway, no.
Go back to reading. That never really saw the light of the day. They behind the scenes, photos as well, it's just some cool looking images. You'll find some press clippings of the movie, reviews and such, and as well as the rarely seen music video.
We did it for the soundtrack for the band the Goops. It may take
time to download, but it's worth it just to see the
choreographed antics of James Hong Bob. Wow. Mallrats, October 20th, 1995, November 12th, 1995. No, rest in peace. You know what? I don't care. I still think that it was a good movie.
And believe it or not, there was like, if you have the DVD of Mallrats, there was a whole another huge beginning that they said Kevin Smith lost the picture of.
It's on the DVD.
No, but they said like they taped like a whole new different beginning they taped, but they lost a picture of it. But then they kept refilming. So there's a lot missing in Mallrats. I didn't even finish watching the lead scenes of Mallrats. But man. Anyways,
this is a real comic.
They got Mallrats comics out there. But man, Brody Man.
Whatever. It's got to have state approval.
Fantastic too.
Brandon, look. Brandon, he made these just for the movie. He put the comic code in there. He's really anal about his comics.
No, he's like, I told you, Kevin Smith is a comic book nerd.
That's why Brandon loves him. Anyway, that's gonna be out. Wrap it up for this week. Next week we will be talking about Dogma, a movie that I don't love.
I love that movie. I thought was really good.
But then after that, Jane and Silent Bob Strikes Back, then Clerks 2, then Chasing Amy.
No.
And then Clerks finally.
After Jane.
The Clerk. No, Clerks 1, then Clerks 2. I don't know. We'll talk about that next week. Well, that's about it for this episode. I'm Brian.
I'm Brad.
And let's enjoy an overwhelming song I love. It's called Berserker!